Is it Daf Chaf? So we got to the last few lines of Yud Tesman Beis. The Gemara quoted this brice. We'll run through the brice really quickly. The Gemara says around eight lines up. Tanu Rabbanan Shnayim Chasumim Al Shtar Umesu. Two people signed in the Shtar. They died. Ubo Shnayim in a Shuk. Two people from the Shuk said. Vamru Yadanu Shuksav Yadamahu. We recognize that signature. Their signatures. They're good people. About Anusim Hayu Ketanim Hayu Psula Edus Hayu. But however, when they were signed it, they were either minors or they're apostle. Hare Elu Nemanim. They trust them. We trust them that they're the right signatures, but we also have to trust them that they are apostles and the aid this doesn't is not acceptable. However, im yesh aidim shekal ksav yadim hu ze oshaya ksav yadim yotzim mimachum acher mishar shekar lav arir huchzik bebezdin ein elu nemanim. Then, if we have another source that these signatures are good signatures, and then the second set of aidim say, however, they are anusim, we don't trust the second set of aidim to say that they are anusim or ketanim hayu. So the Gemara says, does that mean magbinin be kibishtara ma'alya? Does that mean we accept the shtar? You could count, you could collect based on the shtar? Isn't this a classic case of Avamai? Treyu trey, ninu, it's treyu trey. Two people say it's good, two people say it's not good. They should disqualify each other and we shouldn't accept the shtar. So how could the brice imply that we do trust the first set of Adam and we accept the shtar and not trust the second set of Adam who say they're puzzle? And so the Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes, Zos Ameris comes to teach us, Hachasha Tchilas Hazami. Hachasha is the beginning process of Hazama. What that means is a big discussion in the Rishonim. But either way, there's some equation between Hachasha, which means when there's a contradiction in the Eidus. Hazama is a specific type of Eidus whereby if the second set of Eidim said, you could not have testified about that event. You were with us in this place. Imanu Hayisim, b'makom hazeh, you were with us in this place. You could not have been there. That's Hazama. Either way, Hazama and Hachasha are similar in that they're trying to undermine the initial Edim. So since there's this comparison, Hachasha, Chiyas Hazamahi, the Gemara now wants to say there must be a halacha that applies to both of them as well, which is what? Says the Gemara in the top of Chaf, Kishem She'ein Mazimun Esa Edim Ela Bifneim. Just like Hazama, you're only able to be Mazim Edim if you do it in their presence. So to kach ein machishim esa edim ela bifnem. You could only be machish edim in their presence. And since these edim are dead, you can't be machish them, and therefore they're pretty much they're protected. That was the Gemara's initial understanding. So that's why we trust the signatures are good signatures, but we don't trust the second edim who say that they were anusim hayu, they're ketanim hayu, and so on. Gemara says it's hard to understand this, because Amar Lei Rav Nachman, Ilu hava kamon, had they been alive, these two Edim, Achasum and Al-Shtar, Umachishin lehu hava hachasha. And then we would have said, you guys were anusim at the time, you guys were ketanim at the time. That would have been an acceptable hachasha. That would have been a contradiction of the signatures. Lohava mashkichin behu, hava le edis mucheshes. We wouldn't trust the signatures, because now it's treu trey, they're now contradicting each other. Hashta dilisnayu, now that they're not around, that they're dead, they would have admitted to anusim hayu, meaning it's possible they would have admitted to them being anusim. They would have admitted they would have been ketanim. Mehemne. So we should believe the second set of Edom. In other words, this comparison to Edom Zomim, that you can only be machish a person if they're alive, or if they're dead, they're protected forever, is very difficult to say this, because maybe had they been alive, they would have agreed to the achasha, and therefore they can't make this comparison. Ella. The Gemara says, what do we do about this case? Again, where the Edom who signed in the shtar, their signatures have been affirmed by a first set of Edom, and a second set of Edom said yes, but they were anusim. What do we do? So El Amar of Nachman, he invokes the general concept of Oki Trey Lahare Lahade Trey. We have the two matchup against two, which means they neutralize each other. We can trust one set of Edom over the other set. And then we have to fall back on the default, which is Oki Mamona Becheskas Maria. We have to assume whoever had the previous status quo, that's where the money is going to remain. We have no proof of this shtar being acceptable. And the Gemara brings a proof. Midi dehave anichse de Bar Shatya. It's no different than Bar Shatya. Bar Shatya was an individual who sometimes was sane, sometimes he was not the sane. So what happened was, Gemara says, that the Bar Shatya zavin nichse, he had sold property, and also betray Amru Kishu Shote zavin. When he was Shote is when he sold the property. And then comes along Asi Beitrei, another set of Edom said, no, Ami Kishu Cholim, when he was very sane, he was aware of what was going on, he was Zavin. It was a good sale. So there's a machlokas between two sets of Edom, what his status, his mental state was when he sold the property. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Oki Trey, Lahadi Trey, we have the two line up with each other, and we neutralize each other, we can't trust either side of the Edom. V'yoki Mamoni B'cheskas Barshat. We have to say, Barshati must be the owner as status quo, Cheskas Marikama, and we don't trust any of the set of Edom. So to him, the Shtar, that since two set of Edom, two Edom say it's good, two of them say it's bad, we have them neutralized, and we have to leave everything as the status quo. And the Gemara now makes a qualification of this case of Barshatya, that we say, Treyu Trey, Treyu Hadi Trey, and we fall back on the Cheskas Marikama, on the status quo. This is only true if Barshatya had a good ownership in the first place, meaning he had to have a good Chazakah. Says Gemara, Lo Amrin, this is only true, El De Isle Chazakah Davase, that Barshatya had a Chazakah, that this was from his father, he somehow was Koneh beforehand. If you look at Rashi, Velo Amrin, De Oki Nichse Becheskas Barshatya, El De Isle Benichasim Halalu Chazakah, he had a Chazakah, he had an ownership of this, De Avahase, that this was his father's, Shehayu Lo Avosav De Chazakah Mal Yasahi. So we had you have to have a good status quo to fall back on the status quo. In other words, the two Edom neutralize each other. Who owns it? Whoever was the initial owner. So if Barshatya has a good chazaka that he was in fact the rightful owner, so then we say he's the Cheskas Marikamya. Aval Lesle Chazaka, Davase, if the Barshatya had no previous chazaka, he had no proof that he was the previous owner, it wasn't his father that he inherited, then Amrin, we have to say, Kishu Shota Zavin, when he bought the property, he was a Shota, Uksha Shota Zavin, and when he was Shota, he sold it as well. In other words, he never had ownership, and you have to kind of fall back on the owner previous to Barshatya to establish who the Chazaka had. So Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Ein Mazimin Esa Edim Ella Bifnem, Hazama only works in the presence of the Edim who you're being Mazim. Umachishim Esa Edim Shlo Bifnem, however, Yuki Machish someone to Edim, even if they're not present. So if two Edim say that the Chayiv is Chayiv, and they're not present anymore, they're dead, and other Edim say that they're Potter, so that is acceptable Hachasha. But for Edim Zomim, you must be in the presence of the Edim Zomim to say, Imanu Hayisim, you were with us in this place. And then the Gemara says, even Hazama, Hazama, Shlobafneim, even if Edom say that they were with us, Imanu Hayisim, even though the two Edom are not here anymore, so although it's not Hazama, Nihi, the Hazama Lahavia, however, Hachasha Miyahavia, it is acceptable as Hachasha, meaning, although we can't apply in a punishment, because when it works with Edom Zomim, that Kashir Zomim, if he wanted to apply whatever they tried doing, they get the punishments themselves if they're found to be Mazim. So even though you can't be Mazim unless they're in front of you, but you can still be Machish them, even though you said the words Imanu Hayisim, so that's not Hazama, but that would be acceptable as a Hachasha. So if you just look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Nihid the Hazama Lohavia, Laonshim, Lo Nefesh, Lo Mamun, you can't now apply the punishment they tried applying. However, Hachasha Havia, Levata Edusa, and you can't be Mevata the Edis. Because the reason why the Edim Zomim must be present to be Mazim, because now they become the needle, and they're the one being judged, because they're getting a punishment applied to them. Just like you can't judge someone else without them being present, so to Edim Zomim. But if just Medin Hachasha, just Edis, about some other Nidon, you don't have to have the Edom there, they're just the Nidon must be there, but not the actual Edom, and that's what the Gemara explains. So now the Gemara says, we said earlier, on yesterday's Daf, Amar Mar, Im Yesh Edom, Shiksav Yadam Huzeh, if you have Edom, that could testify about these signatures, that they're acceptable signatures, oh, Shehoyo Ksav Yadam Yotzim Yimakam Acher, Mishtar, if you have another star, you can match the signatures up. And this star was Shakara Alava Arir. This star that you're using as a model had a previous, someone had challenged the validity of the star, and Huchsim Bezdin, Bezdin said, this is a good Bezdin, then Ein Nemanim, then they're not believed. In other words, you don't need these Edom to say, we know this signature, but they're Anusimayu. If you have another source, another star to match up, then you don't need to rely on those Edom, and we don't trust Edom. We use the star to match up the signatures. And the Gemara says, that time that you're using that star that's Huchsak Bebezdin, the only time that's a valid star and valid signatures only is, says the Gemara, Kara Alav Arer in Lo Kara Alav Arer Lo. Only if this challenge, if this star was initially challenged, and Bezdin had to go through a process to prove the signatures. But if the star was never challenged, and Bezdin never gave it his proper stamp, his proper approval, then you cannot use that star to match up the signatures. And the Gemara says, Messiah Leila Rabbi Asi, this supports Rabbi Asi, Dama Rabbi Asi, Ein Mekaimim es a star Ella, Mishar Shakar Lav Arer, Huchsuk Bezdin. This document that you're using to match up the signatures, to prove who the signatures are, again, must be when it went through a process of Beis Din, where someone challenged the validity, Beis Din proved it, they gave it stamp of approval, now it can be used to match up any other further signatures. So, but if it's not been approved, then you can't prove that the signatures are good. If it was ever challenged, then the proof is never necessarily good. So then the Gemara says, Amri Nahardai. Nahardai, they would say, Ein Mekaimin es Ashar Ella, Mishtei Ksubos, O Mishtei Sados. They weren't satisfied with simply one Shar, they need two documents to prove the signatures were correct. Behusha Achlam Baleima, Gimel Shan Uvashufi has to be where the owner of the property had been eating there for the 3 years, the Gimel Shanim, Uvashufi, consecutively. In other words, they had a proper chazaka where they owned it, and plus they had a star as well, proving that they owned it. So you need two documents like that, which were both approved by Beis Din, to serve as a model to prove this third star, that the signatures are in fact good. And Amar Vashishimi Bar Ashi, he makes an important caveat here. Ubiyoti mitachas yad acher. The documents cannot come from the person himself. Let's say I'm claiming this is my property. I can't say, oh, you see these signatures? I got two other documents that match up to these signatures because then he could forge them. These two documents must come from somebody other than the person who's claiming he owns this current property. Aval miyad asma comes from himself. Lo, we don't trust him to prove two documents with the matched signatures. My time, and why not? Maishna tachas yad asmo dilo. We don't trust him because Dilma ziyufe mizayif. He might forge the signatures. If he'd been sitting on top of these documents for 20 years, he could easily match the signatures and forge the document. That's why we don't trust if these two documents with the same signatures come from his possession. However, mitachas yad achar, if it comes from somebody else, not me. What do you mean? Can't I forge documents even if it's someone else's property? How? It's not in my possession because Dilma Gemara says Dilma azul v'chazay. Maybe I was going through his property and came across the documents, saw the signatures, and was able to copy them. Asa b'zayif. Gemara says, "Kuli hai lo matzvi mechavin." A person can't take a look at someone else's document and signatures and try to replicate that. You need to really watch it, be careful, have both in front of you for a long period of time to match up the signatures. So if it came from elsewhere, there's a very, very small likelihood that he actually was a mezayifit. But if it came from his own property, his own tachas yado, then we're concerned that maybe he's mezayif, and we wouldn't trust those documents. So in other words, those documents must come from two different documents, and neither of them can come from underneath the property, his ownership, that he's the one who's claiming the current shtar.
And the hardy is chodek, that he says that if you have two, you're going to need error.
No, I think he still requires ear. I think he still requires ear, but he says on top of that, I assume they have to put them together in the Shulchan Aruch, you need two of them.
Why would they need the chazakah? I mean, it seems that, I don't know.
The Gemara doesn't say this, and neither does Rashi, doesn't mention this either. So I would imagine you need both of these. They're both brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So I imagine you need both of them. But the Rashi does not present them as a machlokas. So the Gemara now says, Tanir Rabbanim, Kosev Adam Eduso Al Ashtar. There's a din that a person has to testify based on mi pm v'lo mi piksavim. You have to testify verbally what you saw, but you can't write down. But the Brisa says, let's say an aide saw something, and he was concerned he might forget the aidus, so he jotted down some of the evidence or some of the ideas he saw, the details, and even though that was married many years later, he could look back at the document to jog his memory and use that to testify from. So the Gemara says, let's just look at Rashi, Kosif Aldam, Imaso Aid Bedavri, he was an aide, was a witness in a certain matter. The Yare Leshoche was concerned he might forget it. Kosfo Al Chatichas Klaf, Umatzin, he could write it down on a piece of paper and he could hide it. So Umayyad says Rashi, Api Oso Ksav Afil Acha Kamasham, he could use this Ksav, this paper, this document, this diary to serve to help him remember. So Gemara now says, even though it's many years later, Amar Rav Huna v'hushe zochrei me'asma, must be where he remembered it on his own. What does that mean, he remembered it on his own, says Rashi? Shezochrei me'asma, below re'iyas hashtar, nizkar k'tas me'udusam elav. I mean, he has to be where, I know I signed about some document between Reuven and Shimon, I don't remember all the details, then he could use the document to fill in the gap. But if he didn't remember it all, zero, and the document has one which hadn't remembered it, that's not trusted. You can't rely on that particular case. Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar, even if he doesn't remember on his own, he's entirely using the document to remember. That would be acceptable according to Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rashi again. Only after he sees the star, now he was trying to jog his memory and it pulled up from his memory. He didn't entirely forget this. When he's reminded, he remembers. But he didn't remember it entirely. I mean, you can't say, oh, I see a document here. I must have seen this 20 years ago. It can't be. Must be that the document could remind you, and then it comes back to his memory. That would be acceptable to Rabbi Yochanan. But again, Rav Huna says you first have to have some memory before the document fills in the gap. So that's machlokas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara now says the last five lines in the Amud here, Amar Rabba, Shmami Namid Rabbi Yochanan. We can learn from Rabbi Yochanan, Honey Beitre, two people, the Yadu Saduso, they both know a certain testimony. Umanche Echad Minai, one of them forgets it. One can remind the other, according to Rabbi Yochanan. You mean the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a ksav, but what's the difference whether the ksav reminds him or his partner, his aide, the partner of the aide reminds him? They're both acceptable. As long as he remembers after the fact, that's all good enough, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Asks Gemara now, what about Ibailu Atzma Mai? He himself. Who is he himself? Says Rashi, the Baal Din Atzma. Not the aide, the person who's claiming his money back. Do you remember, Reuven, when you testified about this? And then that jogged his memory. Is that good enough? We know ksav works. We know what the other aid works. Is the Baal Din Atma, is he able to be to maskir the person, to remind the person? And the Gemara says, Mar Bere de Rashi Amar Atzmo Lo. The Baal Din himself may not remind him. That's not going to be acceptable. That's where we draw the line. The Hilchasa Atzmo Lo. That's how we in fact pass it. Let's skip the line here. Oh, sorry. Mara says, Rav Chavivi Amar Afil Atzma, sorry. Rav Chavivi says, we would accept Al Yide Atzmo. Mara Brev Rashi Amar Atzmo Lo. Ilchasa Atzmo Lo. We paskin that the Baal Din himself cannot remind him. It would not work. Only Al Pi Ksav. Oh, Al Pi another aid. However, the Gemara does say there is one exception of a person who may be reminded by the Baal Din Atzmo. And that, the Gemara says, is Ve'it Surba Mirabanhu. If he's a young Talmid Chacham who was an aid and he forgot about it, and the Baal Din Atma reminded him, remember you were eight on this particular star? So then Afila Atma, even the Baal Din, could remind him, because we trust that Tzurba Mirabanan would be telling the honest truth. If you look at Rashi, E Tzurba Mirabanan Ha'ed, Afila Atma, Sha Baal Din, Tzurba Mirabanan Ilav Dechiramia Nafshe, Mitchar Shapir, Lahavi Samech, Asfeka Lamekam Asuda. He would not trust on a doubtful aidus. He would only testify if he really truly remembers. So therefore, if it comes Aide Atzmo, Aide the Baal Din, the Tzurba Mirabanan would be trusted. Ki had Rav Ashi, one time, Hava Yadia, Leibu Sadusa, Rav Kana. One time, he was aware of an Eidus about Rav Kana. And Amr Le, Mi Dachir Mar Ha'id Sadusa, they said, Rav Ashi, do you remember the Eidus about Rav Kana? Amr Le, no, I don't remember. V'lav Hachi V'Hachi Avi, weren't these particular details? Amr Le, lo yadana, I don't remember what you're talking about. So in the end of the day, after pushing and reminding him, Idchar Rav Ashi, he finally remembered the event. The Asulay, and he ended up testifying for Rav Kana. So Chazal Rav Kana, the Havi Mechasim, the Rav Ashi, Sir Rav Kana, was a little bit troubled. But how could you? I know you're helping me, says Rav Kana. But at the end of the day, you didn't know the Eidus. How come suddenly 3 minutes later, after telling you the details, you remembered? You can't be an aid anymore. So he says, Amar lei, mi savers alecha kasamichna? Am I relying on you? No, hu diram mi denafshi dachem. I'm reminding myself. In other words, after you told me the events, I was able to dig deep in my memory. I remember the events. So although in general, a person cannot have the Baal Din Atma remind him, but if a person is a Talmid Chacham, like Rav Ashi was, then we do trust him, even if the reminder comes from the Baal Din Atma. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah as follows. Now, it seems a bit random, but the reason why we bring this Mishnah and this whole discussion is because it talks about how long the memory lasts for, how long we can trust a person's memory. So Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Aholos. It says, Tzman Hasan, the Mishnah there tells us, Hatluyos Hakrovos, Tluyos, says Rashi, is a Tele Karka, some mounds of dirt. V'derech b'nei adam likbar b'tel, people would bury dead bodies there, in these little mounds. Because people don't want to go too far off the path when they're traveling. So sometimes you're concerned that this mound might have a dead body there. So the Mishnah says again, Tanan Hasim Atluyos Hakrovos, that are close, Bein Le'ir, Bein Le'derech, they're close to the city, or they're close to a path, a highway. Echad Chadash is whether or not they're new, where you would have expected that if they're new, a new mountain, then you would have expected that maybe a person would remember that something was buried there, someone was buried there. Echad Yishen, so whether they're very old and it's too far for someone to remember. So all these situations, the din is that if they're Timaeus, They're all tomatoes if they're krovos, if they're all considered close. If they're close to the city or close to the derech, whether they're closer or whether they're new or old, if it's karov, we assume tame. If they're rechokos, if they're far away, whether they're chadashos, taros, if they're new, taros, because we would expect someone to remember, but if they're yeshenos, if they're old, then we assume tameos, because maybe many years ago, someone buried a mace, but it's too far away for a person to remember. So that's the basic mission. So now the mission says further, Ezu krova, how do you define what's close and what's far? If it's close, again, we said that all types of mounds are tame. If it's far, then if it's new, it's going to be tahor. If it's old, it's tame. So what's krova? Ezu krova. Chamishim amma, if it's 50 amma, that's called krova. Within 50 amma's of radius from the city or the derech, that's all called close, and that's going to be tame. Ezi yishena, what's called old? Shishim shana divi reme. 60 years is considered old. That's the limit of what we call old. Within 60 years is called new. People remember within 60 years. Beyond 60 years, people don't remember anymore. That's called old. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, he has a different interpretation. Krova is shein krova heimanu. Yeshena is shein adam zocher. So close means someone, nothing closer than it, the closest city. Yeshana, something old, is that no one remembers it. Now the Gemara wants to define what's ir umay derech. How do you define the city? How do you find a derech? Whether it's close or far from a city or from a derech. Ilema ir mamish, and derech mamish. If it means mamish a city, mamish a path, a highway, misveika mimachaskina and tuma. Are we going to say, because we don't really know what's in the mound, we're going to say every mound that's close to city is suddenly tummy because we're concerned someone buried a mace there? Vahamari shlakshri shed, ila matsu vatara eretisel. They found a svara. And they're matar Eretz Yisrael, meaning we don't try to be matam Eretz Yisrael, we try to be matahir. We have to have good reason, but just to say every single mound that's within a certain distance from the city eventually is in essence tummy now, that's against the call. We try to be matahir Eretz Yisrael. So we can't define the city mamish, derech mamish. What it means is, Amar Rebbe Zera, ir isha smuchel beis akvaros. If there's a city that's adjacent to a beis akvaros, and then you find a mound next to such a city, that type of mound will say tame. But if it's a city that's not near Beis Kfaros, we're not going to assume a person is burying their mace in a mound that's next to a city, only if it's near the Beis Kfaros. And we'll see why they didn't bury in the Beis Kfaros, why they ended up burying in the tail, but it must be a city that's near the Beis Kfaros where mace becomes an option there. So the Gemara says, and derech means a derech, Beis Kfaros, and the path on the way to the Beis Kfaros. If there are any mounds near the path on the way to the Beis Kfaros, those mounds, we assume there's a mace possibly buried there, and we assume it's tame. But it's stam derech along Eretz Yisrael, a stam sitting Eretz Yisrael, where it's not near any Beis Kfaros, we don't assume the mounds there are actually tame. So now the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand why the derech, Beis Kfaros, why that tail, any mounds along the path to the Beis Kfaros, why that's considered tame. Because, Gemara says, "Dizin, and there are going to be times the misrame bein hashmashos that they have to try to bury bein hashmashos and erev Shabbos u'mikre kavru b'tel. They didn't have a chance to make it all the way to the Beis Kfaros, and they had to bury before Shabbos. They have to find the closest option, which was some mound, some along the way. They just built, they buried the mace along the way. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says that the misrame bein hashmashos shel erev Shabbos ve'ein shos leilich ad Beis Kfaros. They couldn't make the whole way to the cemetery." So they had to stop along the way, and they buried the mace along the highway there, and that's tail. That makes sense why it's tame. Ella, ir smuchel beis kvaros. So then, if it's a city next to beis kvaros, so then kule the beis kvaros ozli. Won't everyone make it to the city to the beis kvaros? Why are you making a tail around the city itself? Just go to the beis kvaros. What's the chashash here? And the Gemara says no. The Amr Rabbi Chanina mitoch shenashim kovro sham niflem. So women, if they have a stillborn. There was no Levi there. So a woman would take the stillborn and go bury it on her own. And people who would lose limbs because they had this certain illness, fingers, toes would fall off. They wouldn't have a whole Levi to bury the finger, obviously. So they would go by themselves and to bury it. So al chamishim ama ozli, they walk until 50 amos, iluchude. A woman will walk by herself up to 50 amos to bury a nefil. But more than that, they wouldn't go. They bring a person along with them. They would go to a cemetery to bury the nefil. And therefore, we're not concerned of people ruining the property, Eretz Yisrael, with making things tar. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes that mukashchin shever evareim noflin o shechotchin also, they would fall off, or they cut these limbs off of these mukashchin veiver minachayis metame keiver minames, and therefore they would be tame. So again, if they'd walk sometimes 50 amos, they would walk on their own, and they go outside the city limits. Beyond that, they would walk with somebody else to the base kfaros. So sometimes they would just be easier to bury along the way, somewhere near the base kfaros, but not the walk the whole way. And that's a situation where there's a tail that might be a chashash. Either way, the reason I brought this Mishnah is because it talks about memory, of how people remember Eidus. So the Gemara here says, we come out from this, Amar of Chista, Shmamina, mi Rebbe Meir, Haisadusa ad Shisin Shana Mitchar, Tvei Lo Mitchar. People remember a testimony up to 60 years. Beyond 60 years, people don't remember. People begin forgetting. So if you look at Rashi writes, Shma Mina Mitikatani Le'el Ezu Yishana Shishim Shana V'taima Mishim Dilo Dachele Hu Haisadusahu. But our Mishnah said there's no limit. We said by the Eidus, there's no limit how long a person can remember something. How come by the base Kvaros, there's a limit of 60 years, but by Eidus, we have no limit? And Rashi said, Lohi, don't bring me a Rai of 60 years is a limit of one's memory, because Hasim over there, Hu Dilo Rami Alei, no one was going to remember, no one, it's not incumbent upon someone to remember where a mace was buried. It's very hard to remember those things. That's not their Eidus, that's a Mutal on them. Avahacha here, by the case of Eidus, where, you know, Reuven was appointed to be an aide about this star, about this event, that was his obligation, so he's going to put this to memory, because that's his whole purpose, was to be an aide. Vahacha came in Dirami Allah, I feel Tuva Nami. And therefore, a person can remember for as long as he wants to, as long as he's able to, because that was his chiv to be an aide. But again, by the mace, no one was appointed to be an aide, and therefore, there's a limit of how person's memory works when it's just a, I guess, normal, organic, as opposed to the certain chiv, the obligation to serve as an aide. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll do the Mishnah tomorrow.